Some repetition, a lot of repetition, but there's a little bit that's new about the sugya. What's fascinating about the sugya? What's different about the sugya? We have the standard where man says language to woman. That's the standard condition based on the brisa of Ham and Beis. What's the first deviation we saw on Thursday and Friday? She speaks. What do we call that? Her speech is fine, but it's the wrong address. She's speaking. What's the second deviation we saw yesterday? Shorter, a yad, abbreviated language. Right, I call it, I don't know, I told this to you before, I forget what I did or I didn't tell you about. It's called the kryptonite principle. If you want to understand Superman, you got to get a chunk of kryptonite, take it into the lab, decompose it, analyze it. What aspect of kryptonite ruins Superman's power? If you really want to understand Superman, you got to find out where Superman fails. If you really want to understand Amira, you got to find cases where Amira may or may not fail and say, well, what's missing? So that's why we're lining up. We're not studying the classic Amira, because go figure what Amira is by the classic textbook case, the goody-two-shoes case that worked. We don't want goody-two-shoes. We want the cases that don't work or that may not work and why they don't work or how they work. We want exceptional, unique cases, deviant cases. So one deviation is she's the speaker. One deviation is abbreviated language. Today we have a third type of deviation. Okay, where he speaks, so it's not a nasan huvamer he problem. He says the full language, that's not the problem. But what's the problem? Can you abstract it in the brisa? He is a lashon kedushin, it's not kinyan. Say a little sharper, it's
focuses on him.
Right, the directions are off. Instead of describing her, he describes himself. It's reflexive rather than declarative about her. The Brisa says, instead of saying, Hareat Mureses or Ilintu, Hareini Ishech, Hareini Boalayach, Hareini Aruseich. Interesting language, Ein Kan Beis Michush. Doesn't say Pasol or Law of Mikudeshes, Ein Kan Beis Michush. So here, we don't have our safety valve from last week. Oh, you know why Nasan Huva Amr, he is puzzled, even though we know what he's talking about? It's not because Amira is a formal part of the Maisa Kiddushin. You know why Nasan Huva Amr, he is puzzled? What did we say last week?
Kiyika.
Kiyika, she can't be involved. Here, she's not being involved. She's not saying a word. She's silent. She's a statue. So that whole thing from last week, that the reason Nasan Huva Amr is puzzled because she's involved, that doesn't work here. Off limits there. So here, in some ways, even though very few Rishonim talk about the sugya, we may be looking at the hardest nut to crack. Nasanu v'amrihi, oh, what do you care who speaks? We all know what he wants. You can easily solve that by saying, you're right. Amir is not part of the Maisa Kicha. Don't explain Nasanu v'amrihi because Amir is part of the Maisa Kicha. The reason that Nasanu v'amrihi is possible, even though Amir is not part of the Maisa Kicha, is because she ruined it. Here, you got to face the music. This is a hard sugya. Let me say it otherwise. Listen carefully. Isn't the conclusion of this sugya that Amir is part of the Maisa Kiddushin? Isn't that the way to learn this sugya? How else could you learn this sugya? If Amir is just Giloy Das, we know what he wants. I want to play chess. He's saying, I want to be married to you. If it's all about Kesef Kiddushin, and Amir is just Giloy Das, so Nasan Uvar Mariya, give it Teretz. For this? What's wrong? We know he wants to get married. Isn't the problem in this sugya that Amir is part of the Maisa? Explain this sugya if Amir is just Gila Das. That's our challenge today. Before I get to the challenge, let me elaborate the simple pshat. Lachara from this sugya, I say Lachara, we're going to try to reject that with all your great answers. But Lachara, Amir is part of the Maisa Kiddushin. And a little bit more, because he actually has an Amira, so we have to explain a little bit more. Even though that first pshat, that the reason Hareini Ishech is puzzled is because Amira is part of the Maisa Kiddushin, and who cares, he has an Amira. So, evidently there are two statements here. Amira is part of the Maisa Kiddushin, and the function of Amira is to... Okay, Amira is part of the Maisa Kiddushin, but he does an Amira. The function of Amira is...
Bring her to him.
Is to... Wait, was it Josh?
Yeah.
Say it, sharper...
He's supposed to take her and not have...
Not taking. The Kenyan's happening on its own, but the Amira's role is beyond Kenyan. What's the Amira's role to...
Dissuade her.
describe her, define her, change her, transform her. Say it now in classic Lumdish language. The role of Amira, the Kesev that does the Kinyan. The Amira gives her a Ishus. Ishus. The Amira is like this, guys. Look at my hand. It creates a status on her. You're the Ishus. You're. And here, he's trying to create a status not on her, but on himself. That's the simple way to learn the sugya. Just let it settle in. The simple way to learn the sugya, but not the only way, obviously, is that Amira Kesef takes care of the Kenyan. Amira creates some status change on the woman. And in this deviant case where he says, Hareini Isheich, he's essentially creating a status change on himself rather than on the woman. Therefore, it's possible. We saw this before. Where did we see this before? Before this sugya. The Amira has to describe her because it changes her status rather than describing him. What's the cousin of where the man tries to describe himself? What's the cousin of this Gemara? Reuben? Reuben?
Where the woman
tries to describe the man. Where do we see this? As a Havamina on? That I see where they both share the same DNA? Trying to describe the man rather than describing the woman. One is where the man talks and describes himself. One is where the woman talks and describes him. So the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, getting back to that Gemara, says, if I didn't have the pasuk of Ki Ikach V'lo Ki Tikach, I would have thought she gives the money. And she's Mekadesh. Hecha diyava ihi ledidei v'kidashto. What does Rashi say? The Havamina would have been, she can give the money, which is a chiddush about money, but she can also call him the husband, which is a chiddush that at least there's a Havamina like that. Who rejects that? Tosas, because Tosas assumes that inherently, let's read Tosas together. Fascinating Tosas. What status does your Amira create according to Tosas? Presumably, Isser, and there's no Isser on the husband, the Isser is on the woman. So that Havamina isn't even conceivable. Follow carefully, but according to Rashi, it is a conceivable Havamina that maybe she should describe the husband. And the question is, Lamaskana, why is that rejected? Why can't she describe the husband? Kikach v'lo kitikach. What's the maskana according to Rashi? Well, one way is that in the end, the Gezeiros HaKasev teaches us that you are wrong. You can't describe the husband. You have to describe the woman. Tosas wasn't even willing to consider it a havamina. Don't even talk to me that we can describe husbands. It's not even a havamina. Whereas Rashi says, if I didn't have the pasuk of Kikach, I would have thought that maybe the Amira can describe the husband. And the maskana of the Gezeiros HaKasev is, no. The Amira has to describe the wife. Or another way to learn the Gemara is that you're right. In theory, Amira can describe the husband. What's the problem in this Gemara? Not that who we're describing, but Reuben, who's doing the talking. Kikach v'lo kitikach. What's right? What's the conclusion of the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Beis? There are two problems with the Gemara's Havamina. She's talking and she's describing him. What's the Maskana? Why does it fail? Tosa, don't bother me. It's not even conceivable. Rashi was willing to consider it Havamina. What's the problem? She's talking or she's describing him? Is that what our Gemara is saying? In our Gemara, he's talking, don't worry. But he's describing himself. Is that the problem in our Gemara? You have to describe the woman with the Amira as a formal Maisa. You can't describe yourself. Now, put it into more Lamdisha terms. Why would the Amira have to describe the woman? Why would the Amira be able to describe the husband as well? If Amira's role is to create a... Start the opposite way. If the role of the Amira is to create a shame... Ashish, then what's the answer to that?
It has to be
describing her. But if the Amira creates a
Kenyan.
Ishus,
then the husband has
just like
husband
in theory, and not just the Havamina, maybe the Maskana. So this is the easy part of the sugya, guys. This is like making sure we know what we're talking about, same page. The easy statement of the sugya. You ready? I'm going to button my button. This is not wild time. This is not wildflower. This is buttoned up right there. Okay, this is an easy approach, classic. This is an easy approach. Sound like Batman. Okay, this is a Batman approach. What's the easy approach? The easy approach is Amira is part of the Maisa Kicha. But you see, now we're sharpening this. On Thursday, Friday, it was easy for us. Amira is part of the Maisa Kicha. Who does the Amira, the woman? As we used to say in Brooklyn, forget about it when the woman does it. Now it's getting a little tougher now to make this call. Because he's talking. You see how we're up in the level of difficulty, like a video game, like talking your language. Next level. Okay, he's talking, but now we have to start being a little bit more scrutinizing what's the role of the Amira. The Amira is the Isser, then we understand this Gemara. He has to talk about her, not talk about him. The Amira is the Ishus. Maybe it's not something, maybe it's still clear. Maybe the Ishus is. You have to talk about her being the wife, not talk about you being the wife. Even if it's Ishus, I could still say. And that appears in a cousin Gemara on the Dalet Amud Bey. So the Gemara is not saying what she's talking about him. What's the problem there? According to Tosfos, don't even talk to me about it. It's totally, totally bankrupt. Rashi says, I'm willing to consider it. What's the maskana? Why is it puzzled? Because she's doing the talking or because she's talking about him? As the first way of reading the Gemara here is. But that's the easy part of the sugya. The easy part of the sugya is that Amira is part of the Maisa Kicha, and therefore, right, as part of our general trend, number one, Nasan Hu, the Amrahi, is Pasal, because Maisa Kicha, you didn't do the whole Maisa Kicha. We need Yad, because you need a full declaration. Yesterday, Tosfos, Ran, Midari. Three, Harini, Isheich, is puzzle. That's the easy approach. We're going to spend the next 20 minutes trying to understand how to puzzle Harini Isheich if you hold, fill in the sentence, that the whole purpose of Amira is Gilei Das. Well, who cares? You show you want to be married. Who cares whether you say she should be married to you, you should be married to her? Who cares? That's our challenge for the day. And we're going to try to think about new ideas, or we may have to just fall upon old ideas. Well, what's a possible new idea here? Forget anything we've said until now. I start the sentence, you finish. Amira is only to show das. But here, when he says, I'm going to be your husband, what's the problem? If there's no formal Amira, who cares where they get the Amira in it, right? It's just what's in your mind. Who said? Well, what? One at a time? Avi Bolson?
It's like the closest way to possible.
Why? Why is it possible?
It proves that he's not doing this the same condition. He's doing the wrong thing.
Why? Because I want to be your husband. It sounds like he wants to be married to me. Why? Well, what's the flaw, Yona?
It changes the antenna from him giving it to her.
Say it sharper. It changes not the Nesina, because he's giving the money. It changes the Chalos. Kenyan. Whether you feel that Amira is a formal part of the Maisa Kicha, or it's just demonstrating what you want, one thing we need for Kiddushin, we need a Kenyan. That we need, right? Isha Niknes. And who's going to whom? Well, who's going to whom? He's going to her. That's obvious. So how's that anything that's debatable? So none debatable here. There needs to be a king and he's calling to her. Until now, that core level wasn't under doubt. Nasan Hu V'Amri, we know he's being called to her. The question is, she talked about herself being Niknes. Yad, we know he's being called to her. He just didn't say it sharply enough. But now when he says, I want to be your husband, I want to be your Baal, I want to be yours, maybe... This is confusing. Nothing until now has been confusing. Everything until now has been really legal. We just, legally, we know what you want, but you didn't say it. She said it. We know what you want, but you didn't say it the right way. Here, this may be the worst problem. This may be the easiest sugya. Maybe not. Rabbi Tarek, what are you talking about? What are you even giving a shir on this? This is puzzle. Be very gentle. This is puzzle no matter what. No matter what. Amira, this is a complete short-circuiting of Kiddushin. He's saying, I want to be your husband. We don't really even know his das. Amira's whole role, finish my sentence. It's just a show.
Das.
But we don't know his
das.
His das may be off. Until now, that was never available. We know what his das is. We're assuming that it came from the wrong source. It wasn't articulated. Mahadjan, Minna, Mahadjan, Yad. Here, maybe he wants to sell himself. Maybe he wants to sell himself. And that's the psul. We just don't know. Maybe he wants to sell himself. So, shir is finished. Until you prove to me why I have to say something more. That's a nice idea. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong about, you have to talk about her. But, you know, it's redundant and unnecessary in this sugya. This sugya is a pretty simple sugya. We just don't know his das. Until now, we always knew his das. It was a question of legally who he talked, she talked. But now it's pretty simple. He wants to sell himself. Or at least we don't know whether he wants to sell himself or buy her, and it's possible. If this were true, what would that
look like? Sell himself? Sell himself in like in the context of like an Evan?
No, sell himself is Kiddushin. I want to be sold to you as part of the Kiddushin. I want to create a chalos of selling myself to you on the Kiddushin. If we just didn't know what his das were,
why does that mean we don't know what his das is, though?
Because he said, I want to sell myself as your husband. That language can imply that he just doesn't know the halacha. He didn't learn Parashas Kitetze. He didn't have the schus to be a mashir. And he thinks that Kiddushin is husband being acquired by wife.
Maybe we know that that's his das. Maybe it's now we're unsure. Maybe we know his das is wrong.
Who said that? Yosef. If we didn't know, then what would the psak be? We don't know what his das is, and therefore it should be. What should that suffix condition? It should be a suffix. One second. Let's first get there. It should be a suffix condition. If the problem in this sugya is we don't know whether he wants to buy her or sell himself to her, then it should be suffix condition. Yosef, what does the Gemara say? Income based mechash. It's totally flawed. That's the shift in the sugya. Why should it be totally flawed? Okay, he said language which is confusing. Yaakov Schwartz, we never really had this case before. Until then, the language was clear. We knew what was happening. It's just legally who said it. Now we just don't know. What does he want? Does he want to buy her, which he should do? Does he want to sell himself, which is ridiculous? That's not Kiddushin. But if that were the problem in the sugya, the Gemara should have said, Safim Mikudeshes. And it's not even a Kiddush. If language is unclear, and this is our first unclear language, this is our first encounter with unclear language. That's the big difference in this sugya. Until now it's been clear, now it's unclear. Okay, it's unclear, so I don't need a Gemara to tell me that unclear language is Safek Mekudesh. And they were actually say that. There were really two problems. A, I don't need the Gemara to tell me this. B, the Gemara doesn't even say it. It says in Kambes Michosh. Sounds like not even Kiddushin at all. So we are still searching for an answer. Other than saying, you know why this is possible? Because the Amira is formal, and the Amira has to describe the woman, and he's describing himself. That's the easy approach. Remember, I'm putting it on the board. Okay? We just read through the board for you so you'll understand. I'm going to read through these tables in a different fashion. Harini Ishech. Ein kan beis michush. One is because Amira is Maisa Kicha. Plus, of course, I'll just add a little bit of red. Maisa Kicha, man, describing, that's describing, that's talking.
That was another go ahead.
Talking about woman and creating a status on her. Bad breath, creating a status. It's a bad breath, you create a status. Man talking about woman. If you hold that Amira is just Giloy Das, why is it puzzle? And don't tell me because we don't know, because it's confusing. At least there should be a suffix. Why is it definitely puzzle? So here, let's just consider our two solutions from previous sugyas, and you'll realize how powerful those solutions are. What would the Rashba say? What would the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar say? We don't know whether he wants to sell himself to her or buy her, so at least it should be a suffix. But what's the problem? It's not even a suffix because Adam Dana, Adam have to know definitively. So, even if you didn't need the Rashba, remember we said we didn't really need the Rashba by Nasan Huvar Marhi because you could just attribute that to her ruining the pie? You need the Rashba in our Sugya because we're not sure, and once we're not sure, then that disqualifies Adam, because Adam have to be sure based on what they say. They can't start assuming and assessing and interpreting. We don't know whether he wants to buy her or she wants to buy him. That means the Adam will never get off the ground. And that's the first way to learn the Sugya based on Das. The Psul is Adam. He said language which is confusing. Does that mean Adam can't function? Or does that mean he just didn't provide the formal language necessary to impose the status in the woman because he's talking about himself? It's not that it's confusing. He's talking about himself. When a man says, what's the problem? We don't know what he wants. Or we don't care what he wants. Even if he wants the right thing, he didn't articulate an amira to define the woman. It's a chisar and a mais amira. What are the two nafkaminas? You tell me, in theory. What's the problem? We don't know what he wants. Or we know what he wants. Even if we did know what he wants, he didn't do an amira. Give me structural cases. Anytime you want to know whether something is X or Y, one of the nafkaminas you want to look for? X and not Y. Why not X? Let's break it down. So we want to know what's the problem with Hareini Yishech, Hareini Bolaich. We don't know, or we do know, he just didn't do an Amira. We want cases where we do know he didn't do an Amira. We did an Amira, but we still don't know. Did you encounter any of those cases today? Or is a case where we clearly know, but he didn't do an Amira? What's that case? What am I talking about? Didi? Shtar. We know what he wants, written in the Shtar. And not only that, but you don't even need an Amir. I'm sorry. This is only assuming, like the Rishonim, you need an Amir by Shtar. If Kiddushah Shtar in general doesn't need an Amir, then this whole Knaf Kamino is off. But if the Miri says Kiddushah Shtar requires an Amir, it's there in the Kudeshes. So in this case, okay, let me just put it in my mind again. Are these really opposites? I didn't get a chance to print down my shiras, busy printing out the makaras. Star. If you don't need a mirror. If you need a mirror. 1 second. Mechalkas mechalkeik. You don't have an amira, but you clearly have das. Here. Don't need an amira. Right, the opposite, I'm sorry. What would the halacha be for Kiddushei Shtar? And then you said, Hareini bo alayich, assuming you don't need amira by Kiddushei Shtar. Follow? Kiddushei Shtar, by saying Hareini bo alayich, assuming regular Kiddushei Shtar doesn't need an amira. So if the problem with Hareini bo alayich is he didn't do an amira, what would be the halacha of Shtar Hareini bo alayich? Gosh, because you don't need an amira. The Shtar is the amira. The Shtar is in place of the amira. Whatever the amira accomplishes, the Shtar accomplishes. So if the chisan of Hareini bo alayich is he didn't do a good amira defining the woman, what about a case of Kiddushin that doesn't need an amira? Hareini bo alayich would not be a problem. But if the problem with Hareini bo alayich is you just don't know whether the transaction is him acquiring her or her acquiring him, and that means the Edom are disqualified because they don't know. That's why Pasul is obvious, because it raises questions about who's Nikita, and those questions disarm the Edom. Then Hareini bo alayich, even in Shtar, even though you don't need an Amira, by saying Hareini bo alayich, you cast doubt as to the direction of this transaction. And this transaction may be flawed. So the Me'iri, let's read the Me'iri. We have the Me'iri in front of you. The Me'iri says that by Shtar, you don't need an Amira. Quotes the Chach Me'ahar. He disagrees with that. That's his first piece on that base. Well, if he does Rishon Mia Bekidusha Ishtar, Lashita Seno, Jain Sarah Hamira, second piece on Dafhe, Kol Shinichta Bishtar Kilchoso, Ain Lashon Hakachas Atma Posilosa. The Miri says that Shtar with Arini Borlach is not a problem. Could it still be a problem? If you feel that by saying Hareini Bo'alaych, Hareini Yisheich, Bo'alaych Yisheich, you're essentially switching the entire circuitry, the entire mechanism of transaction, then the whole Kiddushin falls apart. Ein kan beis michus, look at the Yosef, look at that really strange lashon. Ein kan beis michus, like it's the worst. If you were to rate or rank, reverse power rankings, which is the worst Kiddushin? Nasan huva amrahi, Yad or Hareini Yisheich? Going to the second shot, it's the worst Kiddushin because you may be completely gutting Kiddushin. You don't know, but you may be gutting Kiddushin. And once we don't know, the Egan are totally in the blind, totally in the whirlwinds. Now, I'm seeing my Makaros here. Oh, did I give you? I didn't give you. Ugh. Forgot. I didn't give you the Chalkas Mechalkik, right?
No.
Okay, so just to be able to give you the full sweep, the Chalkas Mechalkik in Simen Chav Zayin. One of the Pefarshim of the Shulchan Aruch asked the following question. This is the second Nafgamina, the reverse Nafgamina. The first Nafgamina was Shtar and Areni Bo'alech, where you don't need an Amira, but the Areni Bo'alech and the confusion could be devastating, could be disabling. What happens if a man marries a bas, not marries a woman, a bito oktana? So then the marriage is conducted between man and father, not between man and daughter. And instead of saying the Chalkas Mechokek wants to know Harei Bitech Mekudeshesli, which is the standard Lashon of Kiddushin by Kiddushin Ba'asaktana, the man talks about the father. Harei Atachami, you're my father-in-law. Make your father-in-law happy, get off on the right foot. Hey dad, you're my father-in-law. So the Chalkas Mechokek says it works. I'll show you the language. It's very, very powerful language. And his language sounds as follows. If the whole problem here is that you need an Amira to describe the woman and you described yourself, so it doesn't make a difference, that would also be puzzle. You need an Amira to describe the boss, and you didn't talk about the boss, you talked about your father-in-law. You have to talk about the woman. The Amira has to create a shame, fill in the blanks of the woman. Whether you talk about yourself, talk about the father, that doesn't make a difference. You have to talk about the woman. And it's puzzle. But if the whole problem when you're talking to a woman is, and you say, Reini Yisheich, you don't know whether you want to acquire her or she is to acquire you, and that disables the Edim, the Chalakas book says, here, it's clear you're not selling yourself to the father. No one will have that Havami, Joey, that you're selling yourself to the father. When you talk about the father, we don't even have that Havami. When the Edim hear this statement, you should be my father-in-law, they know full well that you want to acquire this guy's daughter. When you say, I want you to be my father-in-law. Okay, now Red Chamina, so there's one daughter. So these are two Nafkaminos, and then I'll answer a question, then we'll pile on to the final. These are two Nafkaminos as to what the problem in our sugi is. If we know that you need an Amira in general, then this is an easy sugi. Amira is part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Here you have a flawed Amira. Why is it flawed? It's flawed because you're talking about the wrong person. We've had other flaws where it was incomplete language, other formal flaws that she's the speaker. Here the flaw is you didn't speak about the right object. But it's a flaw because the Amira is a part of the Maisa Kiddushin. But if the whole purpose of Amira is to show what's on your mind, what's wrong? We don't know what's on your mind. We have doubts, but at least let it be Safek Kiddushin. So one answer is a second doubt creeps in, the Edom get disabled because they don't know with certainty. But it's the doubt, and the doubt is not doesn't make it Safek Puzzle, it makes it Vandai Puzzle because the Edom can never reach that certitude. What are the Nafkamina? A case where the Amira isn't problematic, but the doubt is problematic. Kiddushei Shtar. Who needs Amira? I don't need Amira by Shtar. But the doubt still may ruin the Kiddushin, ruin the Edom. Reverse cases where I have no doubt, but I still didn't do a formal Amira. I say, I want you to be my father-in-law. I have no doubt that you're trying to acquire his daughter. But you didn't talk about the daughter. You didn't say, oh, you'll be an Eshes Ish. Oh. You didn't say the word, Bitcha Mekudesh. You didn't say, woman Mekudesh. Me, Tarzan, you, Jane. You didn't say those words. You have to say those words. You, Jane, you're Mekudesh. You have to talk about the woman in a way that suggests she's us or married or something. So that would be the way we'd learn the sugya. Until you reach, what do we have? We have 5 minutes. Until you reach whom? Who forces us? Come on, Moshe Inger and Yaakov. Who forces us into a second model for the Das approach, Terp Chaim's model? Which Shita and Rishonim say, well, why is this puzzle? In which case have I not generated logic to describe? I've said the problem, if Amir is not part of the Maisa Kedushin, is Das, and once the Eden, which case is still problematic? Sukin Baosa Inyan with
Yad.
Hareini Bolech. Not Yad, Hareini Bolech. If the only problem is the Edim, and they don't know, then what should the halacha be by a Sukin Baosa Inyan Hareini Bolech? But they had to look at a Sukin Baosa Inyan. What?
Rasha is
Lashon Gri. I can't hear you.
Rasha is
Lashon Gri. Lashon Gri. So you think that the Irani Boalech undercuts the Sukkot Bosein?
Yeah, I think so.
And the Eidim can't base themselves on the Asukkot. Because the Asukkot doesn't show what, Finish? No, it shows Das, it doesn't show direction. Shows he wants to get married, doesn't say how he wants to get married. So when he says, we know he wants to get married from a sukkah, we just don't know how he wants to get married, by acquiring her, by being acquired by her. How would you explain the shita of the Rebbeinu Yeruchim that a sukkah and bo'os inyan works? One second, Moses, how would you explain the shita of the Rebbeinu Yeruchim? Evidently, the whole problem of Rebbeinu Bo'alayich is not the confusion, but you don't have a Amira. And by a sukkin, it's like you have a Amira, which we'll have to get to by a sukkin. Boss.
There could be a sukkin saying that, like, the guy, when they're a sukkin, they could talk about it, and the guy could explain that he knows how it works. He knows that she's being, when he's osik, he could say it the proper way. And therefore, when the sukkin goes in, he wouldn't have to cut it because we know that he knows how it meant to work.
Well, presumably a sukkah is just a general conversation having nothing to do with halachas of kedushin. They're talking to the caterer, they're talking to the Masada kedushin. You're assuming a sukkah Moshe Inyan is a very, very specific conversation that displays he knows the direction of the kinyan.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see that by sukkah Moshe Inyan.
The sukkah was used to display das. So this could be the das.
Okay. What would Reb Chaim say? We talked about the Moshe Yaakov. How would Reb Chaim explain
that if you say something, then you're going on that
pattern. Right. Remember, Reb Chaim, I'll say it again because a couple guys asked me in Seder today, and then I want to give you a little bit of time to get to the Masorah Chok. Reb Chaim, I'll repeat Reb Chaim, and I'll repeat why Reb Chaim is so beneficial in the Sugya, at least even without the Sugya, and I'll show you how he learns the Sugya. Reb Chaim, as best as we can recreate what he said, said three things, and I'll say it again. Number one, as opposed to Kenyan, Das isn't independent, Das is part of the Maisa Kedushin. Okay, I'll explain a little bit more elaboratively. When you buy a field, Josh, the Maisa Kinyan transfers ownership. You have to have Das or else it's a Geneva. When you get married, it's an interpersonal relation. If you don't have Das, you're not performing a Maisa Kedushin. Maisa Kedushin is not acquiring land, it's creating a relationship. If you don't have Das, there's no Maisa Kedushin. B, since it's part of the Maisa Kedushin, the husband has to actively telegraph it rather than letting us assume it and interpret it. Even if you stop there, guys, you've already explained two or three really interesting sugyas. Nasan huva amrei. What difference does it make who says? So one approach is amira, some formal declaration. But Reb Chaim would say, no, it's just showing das, but the husband has to telegraph the das, not the wife, or else he didn't do a ma'aseh kedushin. Nasan huva amrei, why is it possible? Because Amira creates a status change. It's a creative status change, and the husband has to do it. Well, because Amira just shows Das, but the husband has to do Das. Who cares, Yad or no Yad? Answer, husband has to clearly, concisely telegraph his Das, not say a statement that we can infer and imply. The third part of Reb Chaim that I talked about yesterday is, and there are two ways to telegraph your Das, and you have to do one, not both, because again, if you do both, you're creating a cobbling together. You have to one of the two ways the husband can telegraph the das, either acting upon context or speaking in clear language. But if you started to explain yourself after the Asukim Ba'osa Inyan, then the Asukim Ba'osa Inyan falls out. This was the sheet that we saw yesterday, that Asukim Ba'osa Inyan, according to the Rush, you still need Yad. Because once you start talking, then the Asukim Ba'osa Inyan is not your provision of Das, and then you need to provide Das the language, and a partial language is in it. Reb Chaim could also explain this sheet of the Rush, but it's not necessary, which you guys picked up on. Why is a sukkim bo sinyan, and then you say Rini Bolaich Pasal? After all, you have a sukkim bo sinyan. The simple answer is Pasha de Gemara is because you ruined the sukkim bo sinyan. Sukkim bo sinyan doesn't tell us the direction. It tells us you want to get married, but not how you want to get married. And here the problem is you're creating confusion about how you want to get married. Okay. Still, I want to give you a few minutes off, and it's still. You still need Reb Chaim, I'll just say one sentence, because even if what you just said is right, that your statement undercut the Asukim Ba'osa Inyan, what should it be? Safek condition. Why would Asukim Ba'osa Inyan, V'amar Reini Bar Laich, definitely not be condition?
Because it shows that the Das was right off. If we're talking about wedding caterers, and we're talking about the hall and whatever, so, and then you say, okay, great, now I'm your husband. So then your mora, that your entire das, this entire time, certainly was that she's being kona you.
So, if I understand you correctly, you're learning the sugya entirely different. You feel that any time a person says, Hareini Sheikh, it shows you don't want to get married.
Hareini Sheikh shows I want her to be kona me. That's not a halakha process. Ergo, nothing.
Never shows, it shows that I'm not serious.
It shows that I'm serious about conducting a process which doesn't exist in halakha, and therefore no halakha process is true.
So basically, as far as you're concerned, this isn't a. This sugya doesn't pressure us in the old days because we can.
It's also what the Russians are saying.
You feel because of the word lashon gri, lashon gri.
You just you can learn the Russian different ways, but
isn't that only you're going instead of here where it's affecting the Mesakinyan and then you're not understanding it as das at all. It just seems more of it in the sense of that. Your das is wrong, so your whole kinyan is wrong from the start.
Right, but that's not what Ephraim's saying. Ephraim's saying we don't. It's not the kinyan's wrong. Your das is basically ridiculous das. Whereas what Didi's trying to say is that your das may be shifting how the object, who's being kona whom. And if that's true, then we don't know, and therefore we have to pile it over to the agent. Okay, like I said, there are very few Rishonim here. What I more want you to see, I'll answer your question about Moshe, but if you don't leave, what I more want you to see is this third deviation in the sugya. It's not whom, it's not shortened language, it's how you're saying. Doesn't that compel us to say that Amir is declarative? Answer, we have to find some way to puzzle Hareini Yisheich, even if it's just us. There are ways, it's hard to know because Rishonim just don't talk about it. Okay, tomorrow's sugya, if you have a chance, but if not, I'll give a easier shiur on Friday. We'll learn together rather than me giving you shiur based on expecting you have to prepare the sugyas. It's going to be a lot more black and white because we showed him actually talk about it. But this is the fourth deviation. What type of language? Not who speaks, not abbreviated language, not whether he's speaking about her or him, but how strict or how liberal and flexible can the language be? What if a person says, roses are red, violets are blue, I'm in love, be with you. What if he just ad-libs? Or is there strict constriction? Hare'at mekudeshes, hare'at mu'reses. That's going to be the fourth out of five. The fifth topic we'll talk about is, of course, a sukkim ba'osa inyan. These five topics make up the deck called Amira. Five sugyos in a row. Nesen v'amrahi, Yad, Ba'alayich. I could have switched the order, but I wanted to really get into Yad with you because Ba'alayich is very general, so I want you to see it through Yad. Lashon, Lashonos, and a sugya ba'osa inyan. Five sugyas in a row. If you take them all together, you get a sense of them. Okay? Go to Masorah Chuk. See you guys later. Moshe. No shiur tomorrow. You're not gonna be back till lunchtime.